You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is natural sponge? Natural sponges are a type of animal. They're found all over the world, in every ocean, shallow and deep water. Most are marine. About 98% of the known sponges are in seas. Some can be found in fresh water, including our own nearby Great Lakes. Biologists who study living things classify sponges in a group of animals called porifera. It means pore bearer because sponges have many holes or pores. And they get the name sponge because they produce a type of protein called spongin. Spongin is what gives sponges their fibrous, flexible body shape and structure. It acts like an endoskeleton or internal skeleton. Some types of sponges do have a hard outer skeleton, an exoskeleton. These can be made of silica, which is in quartz and glass, or their exoskeletons can be calcium carbonate, which also makes the shells of marine animals. Sponges have some really interesting features and characteristics. Remember, the entire mass that you see is one animal, unlike coral, which is a colony of many coral animals in one mass. Sponges lack organs. No heart, no brain, no stomach, no muscles. They eat by a process that biologists call filter feeding. Water that's filled with nutrients from microorganisms and food particles from dead ocean life enters the pores and flows towards a large cavity in the center of the sponge. The filtered water then flows out through a hole at the top of the sponge called an osculum. Sponges are incredibly successful animals. Sponges have been found in the fossil record dating to 580 million years ago. One reason for their success is that they have multiple ways to reproduce. Some species undergo what's called sexual reproduction. They have eggs and sperm. These sponges, however, are hermaphrodites. Both eggs and sperm are in the same organism. Other sponge species use what's called asexual reproduction. This is where a new sponge grows from a mature one and then breaks away, or when a piece of a sponge floats away and then matures. Try this activity with your family. It's easy to do. Next time you're out shopping, buy a dried natural sea sponge. Take it home, spread some newspapers on the table, and gather the kids. First, have them use a magnifying glass, examine the sponge to see and find the open pores and the spongin material. Next, see if they can find the osculum. Finally, carefully, using scissors, cut the sponge into sections until you see the hollow central cavity. Well, we've just learned a little bit about natural sponges. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.